talking to Devonport-based trainer Mark Ganderton, who will saddle up Catwin Boy in the $100,000 Devonport Cup on Wednesday. Mark, everything in good order with Catwin Boy going into Wednesday's race?
Yeah, no, everything seems perfect with him, Pete. He's been trained for this race from the outset of his preparation, and he looks to be peaking at the right time.
Well, I think from day one this prep, when he ran the Newmarket Handicap, probably the most eye-catching run in the race outside of the winner, and he's progressed nicely. I thought his win last start was terrific.
Yeah, look, as I said, everything's just going perfect for us. I suppose something had to go wrong, and that happened yesterday at the Barry Draw, but other than that, everything's been perfect from the day he walked into the stables at the beginning of this preparation.
I guess from Barrier 13, which is the second outside gate, you can sort of have a look and see what unfolds in the first 300 or 400, and then the pilot, Steve Mascuda, will have to make a decision what he's going to do.
Oh, look, I'll be honest, Pete, all that'll be left up to Steve. He doesn't do as he's told anyway, Stephen, so he'll make up his own mind and he'll ride his own race. He's, you put him on the big races for those sorts of things, and I've got a lot of confidence in Stephen, and if there's anyone can do it from 13, Stephen can.
Yeah, and it's but this horse is he's been terrific for you since you've had him, but have you had your share of difficulties with the horse?
Yeah, he's had a few issues along the way. Namely, he had chips. You know, it's been pretty well documented. No secret, we had chips removed last year.
Yeah.
From both front joints, and they were pretty. There was a pretty substantial amount of them in there. And I think, to be 100% honest, just because of his makeup, he's a very big, rangy type horse who was firing at two. He ran second in the Elwick Stakes, third in the Gold Sovereign as a two-year-old. And so, therefore, I think he's always had just a few dramas because, you know, he was mobile at two, he was mobile at three, you know, like, and such a big horse. Look, without sort of saying we chased the big money with the young horse, which we did, you know, he probably would have been better left to race later, but the money was there and he was going, so we sort of had a bit of a crack at it, and because of that he's had a few little issues, and they all sort of come to a head, you know, this time last year.
All right, but obviously it's all been very, very successful, the way he's been tackling his races.
Oh, look, to be fair to him, Pete, as I said a minute ago, as a two-year-old he ran second in the Elwick Stakes, third in the Gold Sovereign at three. He started favourite in the three-year-old Cup, ran fifth in the Lonnie Guineas, third in the Hobart Guineas, you know. He missed four with injury. At five, he ran second in the Devonport Cup. So, I mean, he's really raced well at the elite level in Tasmania his entire career.
All right. Post-Devonport Cup, have you looked beyond that race? Are you considering the Hobart Cup now to 2,400?
Oh, look, I think the horse will run that sort of trip, and I think I think that they'll suit him, but look, the question mark's going to be the class, and that's the nuts and bolts of it all, mate. The Hobart and Lonnie Cup, as a rule, are a step up from where we are on Wednesday. You know, they as a rule are you know, made up of 75% mainlanders. You know, whereas we have one mainlander in the field tomorrow. You know, so he would need to run well in the Devonport Cup. He'd need to train on, run well in the Summer Cup, because that's where he'll go to after Devonport. And, you know, if he does run well and he does look like being a chance in the Hobart and Lonnie Cups, for sure, we'd love to go that way. I definitely have no question that he'll run the trip.
Well, he's certainly been able to run good time, and I guess, you know, and in his last three furlongs, last 600, if you go through his form, he's always been able to penetrate and run really good times in those last sectionals. And I guess that's a bonus for a horse that can stick a bit.
Oh, he's a class horse, mate. Your good quality stayers that can run well in the new market do have that sort of, you know, your good stayers have got to be able to run fast. I mean, that was proven by the cleaner the other day.
Yep.
He came home his last half mile in 45.5. You know, like, if you want to go to that level, you have to be able to run fast. And I mean, that sounds pretty basic, but that's the nuts and bolts of it. The old plodding stayers, they can't win these good races.
Okay, what would it mean to you to win your hometown cup?
Oh, I think it's been pretty well documented in the past, and and recently, you know, most people grow up dreaming of Melbourne Cups and Cox Plates, and I'll be 100% honest, I've only ever dreamed of winning one race, and that's the Devonport Cup. St Brendan Shaw, college boy here in Devonport, and you know, was working for Barry Campbell when I was going to school, and even as a worker, you wanted to strap the winner of the Devonport Cup, you know, and now I've been training 15 years, so, you know, it's a race I've wanted to win from a boy, you know, so, I don't mean to put too much pressure on me big horse, but, you know, in 15 years of training, I've had four serious cracks for 2 seconds, a third, and we'll see what tomorrow, we'll see what Wednesday brings.
Well, Mark, I hope I'm talking to you after the race.
Not as much as I do, Pete.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much.